Glory to Jesus Christ. This Sunday has name, Sunday of Forefathers. And we know that if there is this Sunday, so there is another Sunday, Sunday of Fathers, and then Christmas is here. And it is interesting to think about these names, why church gives us two special Sundays and forces us in this way to think and meditate or to turn our eyes to those righteous people in past generations. And for sure we can discover very fast the intention of the church. We are supposed not only to look and to realize wonderful God's plan of salvation, but we should look at those people as an inspiration for our life. And this is very important. I remember we had a professor, he was probably 80 years old in seminary, and he has habit that during almost each lecture he told us some kind of story about priests he knew. And those were not like funny stories, some of them they were, but majority of these stories were stories which elevated some kind of virtue, good habits of these priests, or how they acted in some situations, their ability to sacrifice for souls and some kind. He was through the stories, he told us about this pastoral wisdom they had. Well, we at the time we were like making sometimes like fun of him and were saying, well, instead of dogmatic, he teaches us history. But once he explained why he's doing that, he said, I am not saying these stories to you to somehow fill the time but he said, I want you to remember those stories. And he added, I want you to collect your own stories. Because he said, those stories about this priest helped me many times in my life, especially when I was slipping to the state of satisfaction with my life. And then when I recalled one of those stories, I realized that I should be ashamed of myself because I am not reaching the level of sacrifice or activity of that or another priest. And he added, and this was something that stayed really strong with me, he said, remember that to acquire satisfaction with your spiritual state, it much dangerous than mortal sin. Because mortal sin stays your mind and reminds itself and you do repentance. But satisfaction says you that you are okay and it is an illusion. And I think that this came to my mind when I was thinking about these Sundays, about this intention of the church to remind us those people, and especially next Sunday when we will be listening to these many names from the Gospel of Matthew, we'll be reminded of their virtues, their fought for soul, for holiness, for this relationship with God. And this is very important because without that, we easily, without these examples of faith, we can easily create our own level of spiritual life, which will be very comfortable for us, easy for us. We will make our own rules and we will be satisfied how we live gospel. We will say that, well, I know about commandments, but I am going to do it this way, my way. And after a while, we will feel ourselves so comfortable that we will be even immune and we will be not able to hear really God's calling. We can hear it in our gospel. Those who are invited for a dinner, they got this special invitation, but they were so satisfied with their way of life, with their own the small things of their life, that they easily refused this honor which was given to them. It was not because of hate of this master. It was not that they say, well, I don't want to have anything with you. I hate you. It was not this refusal. Didn't come from these reasons. This refusal came because they were satisfied with their own life and own things. And they didn't have desire for something bigger, even if it was offered to them. And the same thing happens when we become satisfied with our lives. We live our life according to our own rules. We are happy with these our small things, habits, way of lives. And we become some kind of immune towards this bigger calling, about these bigger things God wants to offer to us. We can hear that, and we don't refuse God. We don't say, I hate you, to God. We say, well, good, but well, thank you. I'm going to live as I live because it fulfills me. It is comfortable life. And it is so difficult to get out from this safe zone. It's so difficult to realize this danger of dissatisfaction in our life, that we need strong examples how to live faith. This is why that old priest kept the stories of this heroic priest in his mind, because he wanted hell really always in front of his eyes, a reminder of this higher goal. He didn't want to slip to satisfaction. Maybe we don't have people who told us these stories. Maybe we don't have our own stories. But what we do have are our friends from heaven. Look around our church, how many saints are around us who really gives us their story of their life, of their heroic faith and love to God. And it is an inspiration for us. And probably it would be good for us if we really start to revive this wonderful ascetical exercise, which is reading of saints. Church says us that it should be our part of our daily routine to read this life of saints, and to be inspired by their example, to every day to compare our lives with their lives in order to really avoid of danger to fall into satisfaction. To be satisfied with own spiritual level is very dangerous, because without regrets we easily refuse in this state all these wonderful God's offers through which He calls us up to bigger holiness, to bigger spiritual state. So let's think more about forefathers, fathers. Let's start to exercise this ascetical practice, taking examples from life of saints. Let's not be afraid of to be challenged by these wonderful examples in order to avoid satisfaction. Amen.